Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
We're depending on you, Lord.
the author and finisher of our faith. Help us to hold fast to sound words. Help us to stand, oh Lord, upon thy word, realizing your word is true. Your word cannot fail. Your word will not lie. We take you at your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to go through, oh Lord. We want to stand in the midst of our tests and trials. Help us today, Lord. Look on your people everywhere. Have mercy, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. Heal them that are sick. Oh, my God, look upon this country, upon every city in this country. We want you to move by your spirit. Touch some soul. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we want you to stretch out your mighty hand. Go over into the other countries, Lord, in Asia, oh Lord, in India. Oh, my God, have mercy on the souls. Souls are dying without a God on their side. Oh, my God, have mercy on them, oh Lord. Provide a way that they may be able to get the aid that they need, that they may be able to breathe, Lord, that they may be able to live. Oh, my God, make it possible that they can get into the hospital. Those who are suffering with the COVID virus, have mercy on them, Lord. Because right now, Lord, we know you're a way maker. You're a door opener. You're able to work it out. You're able, Lord. You're a miracle worker, oh, Lord. You can do everything, oh, Lord. We want you to move by your spirit, oh, Lord.
Move by your spirit, Lord.
In a special way, Lord.
Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, 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 Lord Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful prayer.
In your name, help them to draw nigh unto you. Help them to run for their lives. We realize that time is running out. Souls are dying. Be merciful, O Lord. Faith to the uttermost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Look on all those souls, oh Lord, that are sick and afflicted, those who are battling the cancer. We know you're able to save. We know you're a miracle worker. Work it out for them, oh Lord. Fix it for them, Jesus. Heal their bodies. Raise them up, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord, that your name may be glorified. Help them, oh Lord. Jesus, have mercy, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Oh, my God, draw us near to you. Give us a closer walk. Help us to be ready. When you call our name, help us to seek thy face, that we might be closer to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you will bless this broadcast. Let your word go out. Send on anointing. Touch some soul. Bless in a special way. Pray to the uttermost, oh Lord. We know you can do it. We're depending on you. You are our help, our very present help.
Yes, Jesus.
Come, oh Lord. Move by your spirit, Lord.
Lord.
Without you, we can do nothing, oh Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We're depending on you.
We're depending on you.
Looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you. Oh, my God, we pray that continue to bless. Anoint the speaker, have thine own way. Let thy will be done, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful, powerful, anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May. And we thank the Lord for you tuning in on tonight. We want to extend a warm welcome to you. Praise the Lord. You are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I just want to say to you that you are welcome to join in tonight. Give God the glory and honor that's due to his name. Lift him up and praise him, for he is worthy of all praises. And we do have, as you just heard, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on the line with me. She is my host, my co-host, and also Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who is my daughter, and she resides here in Baltimore, Maryland. And I just wanted to let you know that I am the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the president and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Vice President and Southern District Overseer. Pastor Marshall is also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of Bentonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We thank God for our church family, for our leaders. We just thank God for blessing us to be on this broadcast one more time. And I can say of a truth that God is blessing us. And starting off, the enemy is already mad. And
yes, amen.
Cut off the broadcast. We had a little disconnection there. The one thing led to another, and I tell you, the devil does not want us to do the Lord's will. He doesn't want anyone to hear the word of the Lord. He doesn't want anybody to be blessed. But you ought to shout right now. You ought to give God the glory. We ought to praise his name, hallelujah, because we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory
to your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have the victory. Glory. Glory, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Oh, somebody sang a song saying, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout
all right, shout,
thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why? Because the battle is already won, and we have the victory in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I get stirred up because the enemy always puts something in the way or try to fight against what we're doing for God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to God. And that just makes me drive that much harder to do something for the Lord. Praise God. We're going to move on, but my soul is stirred up. Praise the Lord. Because I know of a truth that God is blessing and there's interference. But no worries, no worries, because God's got it all in control. Praise the Lord. But we are so thankful. We thank you for your patience and for your understanding. And we are online. We are on the broadcast. And we're going to let God have his way. So at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Khadija Hameen if she would come forth and read the opening scripture. Amen. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm reading from the 24th number of Psalm, and I'm going to start at the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. That's the 24th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Eli. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 24th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verses. And I also would like to just give some announcements. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Thank God for Pastor Hameen and also for Evangelist Maybell. If anyone would like a copy of the message that's going to come tonight or any message that has been preached on this show, you may go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title One School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com, and to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. Sometimes you might have a difficult time getting in. So if that ever happens, you can always tune in online at www.radio.com/My King Service Title One School. If I said that too fast, or if you don't have a pen or paper right now, if you just remember Blog Talk Radio in the search box, you can just type in Pastor Sheila Hameen Show and our show will come up. And we want to just continue to pray for those on the prayer list, Jonathan Angel and Monte, Sister Sarah Corden, the Breathe Breathe family, Tammy Ryan, the Breathe Rivers family, Albury Owens. We want to continue to pray for her. Breathe Kellum family, Yvette Curtis Brown and her family, the Bereave Caraway family, Maurice Woody, Reba Turlington, Denise Hance, Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall. We want to pray for Lewis Marshall Sr., Mr. Marshall and Mother Marshall's son, who was diagnosed with COVID, so we want to keep him in our prayers. Arnold Bird, Geraldine Taylor, Mr. Wade, Sister Jackie Huff, had death in her family. We want to keep her family lifted up in prayer. Marisa Asetti, Mr. Angel Asetti Jr., Elder Jerry Paldo and family, Sarah Ann Maddox and the bereaved Walker family, Julie Dixon, Michaela Cohen and family, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Ala family, Bertha Panada, Frank Carino, Cassie Colliers, Robert Berry, Samuel Anderson, Minister Troy Johnson. We want to continue to pray for Sister Cheryl Edmond and her classmates as well. And Celeste Hall, and I have a praise report. I received a text today. I told you Celeste Hall, she was diagnosed with cancer, stage 4 cancer. And she's been on our prayer list for a while. And today she told me that her oncologist contacted her and told her that the images that they took on yesterday show no metastasis. And she said, in fact, it shows that the lesions in her body are shrinking in multiple places. And she said where they were huge before, they decreased in size. And she said the oncologist used the word significant. And she said it seems like it happened overnight because last month they were telling her that they needed to call and put her in hospice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So she was already out. They were trying to thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 And every time I talked to her, she would continue to tell me how, you know, she was believing God for a miracle, but I was believing with her. And, you know, people, you know, we're not just putting these names on the prayer list for nothing, but we're praying for these people, and God is hearing and he's answering prayers. And she said that God, she texted me that God is doing the work, and she said that he's her strength, her refuge, her joy, and her healer. And I'm so grateful, and we want to continue to pray for her because God, he's doing the work, and I believe he's going to continue to do it. And I let her know that I was going to give the praise report on the broadcast, and she was excited about that. She wanted me to tell you, Mom, the news and everything, and I let her know that I would tell you. So I just want to sing a little portion of this. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you,
God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless,
yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's a miracle worker and a healer. Amen. I just want to sing this little portion of this song. Hadn't practiced it before, but I feel this, that my God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome, heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever he will reign. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome, heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever he will reign. My God is awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation. By his stripes I am healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise his holy name. My God is awesome. Awesome.
Amen. Praise be to God. My God is awesome. It seems like we might have gotten disconnected once again. But we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. I thank God for that great praise report. I thank God because he truly is God of his word. If we believe him, if we trust him, all we have to do is keep the faith and continue to trust the Lord. And yes, our God is awesome. Oh, praise the Lord, doing all these mighty things. And all the way, praise God, along the way of doing something for the Lord, yes, the devil is doing what he's doing, but don't let that distract you. Don't let that stop you. Praise the Lord. Just let God continue to work things out. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord because he is awesome. Oh,
yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus. He has already given us the victory.
Amen.
So just keep that in mind. No matter what's happening, just remember, we have the victory already.
Amen.
The Lord made it possible. Praise God. And it's, the work is already done. So I just thank the Lord. Thank him. I thank him for this broadcast. I just thank the Lord for everything that's been said and done thus far, for that beautiful prayer, the opening scripture. Praise the Lord, and knowing that everything in the earth belongs to God, and God has the power. He is awesome. He can do anything he wants to do, and he can give us everything that we need. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So I'm just thankful to the Lord. I thank God for what he has done and what he continues to do. And I'm in this room, in this back room. I'm back here praising the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Might
That's
not
right.
be in a congregation gathered with others, but I could say of a truth, I could feel God's presence, and I'm in here standing on my feet. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Giving God the glory and honor to his name and praising him. And I can't be still. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It just keeps coming up, and the other one keeps wanting to come up. And
all right.
Before you know it, I'm going to be cutting a step in here.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Amen. We just thank the Lord for his goodness. My soul is rejoicing. And at this time, we're going to get ready for the word of God, and we're going to put on a pre-recorded message from the Prayer News Network. It was on last week. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be listening to a pre-recorded message already. So at this time, let us turn our minds toward hearing the word of God. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I'll speak about tonight. Praise God. It's Pastor Sheila. Amen. Hammond. Praise God. Amen. Holy Temple Church of God. Amen. Hallelujah. From the big city, Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. Amen. So we ask you to pray with her. Pray for her. Praise God. Amen. And she come. Praise God. Amen. To the platform. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Pastor Sheila Hammond. God bless you all tonight.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I'm giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. So grateful for the Lord blessing us to come together one more time. Thank God for the Prayer News Network. Amen. For the founders, co-hosts, advisors, everyone. To God be the glory. He blessed us to come together one more time. And I am so happy to be able to minister alongside you tonight. We thank God for that beautiful prayer. We thank God for the co-host. We thank God for you. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for everything he's done. And I feel good down in my soul. Anytime I can do something for the Lord, it brings me great joy. So here we are together again, giving God the glory, praising his name, lifting him up, because he is worthy of all praises at all times. Praise be to God. So I ask that you will bring your minds in and let us think on the word of God, and we'll have a brief word of prayer before we go into the scriptures. So if you will, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for your mercy, for your grace. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We come before you asking that you will look down upon us. Oh, Lord, you know our needs and you know everything about us. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will send forth your word, that you will speak to our hearts tonight. Let your holy will be done. And, Lord, have your way. Not our will, God, but thy will be done. We're looking unto you and we're depending on you. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for this opportunity. Praise the Lord. I'm most grateful. Thank the Lord for everything he's done. And I'm just embracing all the good things that the Lord has in store for us and how he's already been blessing us. Praise the Lord. And I thank God that this ministry has been a great blessing to so many, even to me. praise the Lord, and thinking on a whole year, how God actually started this and what he is continuing to do. And there are so many things ahead that I'm excited about that God is going to do. And I'm looking forward to it. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us go to the Word of God. And I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And the scriptures for tonight I have are St. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 9 through 20, and also the book of Acts, 1 through 28, if it be the Lord's will. That is the entire chapter of the book of Acts, 14th chapter. So starting with St. Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 9, and the Bible reads, "Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto 2 of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residents, neither believed they them. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, braided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord hath spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. Going over to the book of Acts, the 14th chapter, verse 1, and the Bible reads, "And it came to pass in Lyconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles, and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, those days, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who, steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gate, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these things, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught them, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. It is the word of God that is going to deliver our souls. Praise the Lord. It's the word of God that is the guide for us to get into the kingdom of God, to get from earth to heaven. Praise be to God. And if I were to use a subject tonight or title, it would be reconfirming the souls of the saints. And the theme to focus on throughout the message is continue in the faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I believe that going to the book of St. Mark, a lot of people, they only talk about this once per year, and that is around when Jesus rose from the grave. Glory to God, but Jesus is alive every day. He is no longer
in that grave, but he got up on the third day. And he rose and gave certain commandments for his disciples. And I believe that when Mary Magdalene went to the sepulcher to see Jesus, she brought these sweet spices because she had intentions of anointing the body of Jesus. Praise God. But God had already raised Jesus from the dead, and he was no longer in the sepulcher. Praise the Lord. And very early in that morning, the first day of the week, they came here bright and early, but they didn't find Jesus' body because he had risen. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus, he began to speak to Mary Magdalene, and he gave her a message, starting in verse 9. When Jesus appeared, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. This is a woman that he had cast 7 devils out of, and she was a disciple of Jesus. And when she received that message from the Lord, she went and told the disciples that Jesus had risen. They were somewhere mourning and weeping, crying, because Jesus was crucified. But they did not recall to mind that Jesus told them ahead of time that he would rise on the third day. Praise be to God. And so when they heard that he was alive and that he had been seen by Mary Magdalene, they did not believe her. But that's all right. Jesus also appeared to 2 others, and they went and told the disciples, but they didn't believe them either. And it took Jesus coming on the scene himself to upbraid them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they didn't believe the one who had seen him and went to them and told them that they had seen him. And then Jesus, after he had upbraided that unbelief and hardness of heart, began to give them a commandment. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That means that no one is exempt. It doesn't matter that you claim to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You're still in need of hearing the gospel. And so Jesus said to preach the gospel to every creature. Don't leave anyone out over anyone, but preach to every creature. And the words of Jesus in the 16th verse said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Glory to God. And this word has a definition of being judged worthy of or condemned to eternal punishment as a consequence of sin. People today use this word in a profane manner. According to Jesus, if anyone does not believe the gospel after it's been preached, they shall be damned. Hallelujah. And so Jesus, I'm reminded, spoke to Nicodemus. And in his speaking to Nicodemus, and to say, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, and to be saved hearing the word of God, believing on the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is how we are saved. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said in the 18th verse, he that believeth on him and is not condemned. Excuse me. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Oh, glory be to God. And so Jesus, he wanted his disciples to know how important it is that people believe. But there are further that we have to go other than just believing. Because when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, he told him that he had to be born again. And he had to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So God, he is sitting on the throne right now and looking down on us. And we have a job to do. And there is much work to be done. There are many souls out there who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are many of them waiting for someone to come and minister to them. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we don't have time to sit around and do nothing. But we must be on the move. Glory to God. I believe that Apostle Paul and Apostle Barnabas, they were ministering to the Jews, the Greeks, the Gentiles, but they ministered to the Jews first. So the Jews, when they saw that people were believing, they got envious, and they began to stir up the people to the point where they actually put up the region. And so after they put them out, Paul and Barnabas came to Iconium. And when they were there, both of them went into the synagogue of the Jews, and they began to speak, so much so that great multitude, Jews and Greeks, believed. They heard the preached word of God, and they believed. But there were some that did not believe, and those unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles, and they made their minds evil, affected against the brethren. They turned them against the brethren. And Paul and Barnabas began to speak boldly in the Lord. They didn't shy or back away because of this opposition, because of the people who didn't believe. But they went on and spoke boldly in the Lord and gave testimony unto the word of his grace. And the Lord God granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. So when you step out on the faith of the Lord, and you go where the Lord sends you, he will be right there working with you. And he will prove him when you speak the words that God commands you to speak. He'll be there working along with you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, like he did with his disciples when they went out preaching everywhere. They went forth and they preached that word of God. The Lord was working with them through signs and wonders. Praise the Lord. And he proved himself and he confirmed his word through the works that they did. Thank you, Jesus. The signs that follow them that believe, they are these signs. They shall cast out them with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord will be right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And after the Lord spoke these things to his disciples, he was taken up and received up in the heavens. And he's looking down right now, sitting on the right hand of God. Glorious book. And he's given us this command to go into all the world. Hallelujah. And preach the gospel. And he'll do the confirming of his word. We don't have to confirm the word, but God will confirm his own word with signs following. Oh, praise be to God. Apostle Paul and Apostle Barnabas, they began to set forth a great example before all the disciples. And when the Lord began to move and work this miracle in the midst of the people, and they saw this man who was crippled and unable to walk, born that way, when God worked his miracle on the man, and the man stood up and he leaped and walked, here come the people want to worship me. And this is how some people get off track. They see God using you. They see God blessing you. And then they want to pin the glory on you. Instead of giving God the glory, instead of sacrificing to the Lord, they try to put somebody up on a pedestal. But they did what they could do to convince the people not to do this thing. It's just vanity, but yet turn to the living God. He's the one that made heaven and earth and the sea and everything that's in it. Amen. And they scarcely convinced these people not to offer the sacrifice to them. But thank God that they were able to convince them. But nevertheless, certain Jews came. And they came to Iconium where Apostle Paul and Barnabas were, and they began to persuade the people. And they stoned Paul, and they drew him out of the city, supposing he had been there. They thought that they had killed him. But the disciples stood around him, and he got up and came into the city. So the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe, and this did not deter him. This did not discourage him from preaching the gospel, because when they had preached the gospel to that city in Derbe and taught many things, came right back to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch. They only went away for a little while, sometimes because of persecution, because of tribulations and trials. We may have to go to a different area. But if the Lord sent us back to where we were, we just have to go on back and be trusting of the Lord that he will be with us. And so when they got back to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, they confirmed the souls of the disciples. They exhorted them to continue in the faith and let them know that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, praise be to God. And Jesus, when he referred to those who believed and are baptized shall be saved. When he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And he said, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so being born of the water baptism, being born of the spirit, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, that is the spiritual baptism. Praise the Lord. So it's more to it than just saying, I believe. We have to go further than because devils believe and they also tremble, but you must believe and be baptized of the water and of the spirit, and you shall be saved. These are the words of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And so they had ministered to the people and encouraged them, letting them know that through much tribulation, this is how we're going to enter into the kingdom of God. And so it is very important that we confirm the souls of the saints, reconfirm, encourage them, exhort them to continue in the faith. Hallelujah. Let your mind go back to when you first believed, that moment that you heard the word of God and the word pricked your heart and broke up your heart. And your spirit became contrite, and you cried out to the Lord, and he heard your cry, and you opened your heart up, and the Lord came in. Oh, hallelujah. And you had this joy, so much so that you wanted to tell everybody what the Lord had done for you. Praise the Lord. When the tests and the trials come up in your life, just let your mind go back. And sometimes you might have to say, Lord, take me back to where I first believed. Help me, Lord, and do my first work over, because surely the times that we're living in, people are giving up and they're walking away. Hallelujah. They're saying, being tried so severely until they feel like there's just no hope and they feel like they cannot go any further. Praise the Lord. But think back on those times when you had that joy and you wanted the world to know just what the Lord has done for you, when you felt the presence of God come on you. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe your hand went up and your mouth came open and you began to glorify God and speak in other tongues, and the Spirit began to move you to the point where you were praising God and nobody could sit you down. Oh, glory be to my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the whole church just began to go up and praise, praising God with you for your deliverance, for you receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost and the joy that you had in your heart. Oh, my Lord, just let your mind go back and reflect on those times and know that you can make it with the help of the Lord. You can go through and you can continue in the faith. Oh, hallelujah. Don't let anything or anyone stand in your way. Don't let anyone stop you. It doesn't matter what they're doing. If they're persecuting you, if they're turning someone against you, it's all right anyhow, because Jesus, he'll be right there, and he will confirm his word, and he will also work with you through signs and wonders. And the glory of God will be revealed. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. My soul is stirred up just thinking on how good God is. Praise the Lord. And when we get discouraged, all we have to do is just think back. Sometimes it seems like it's way, way, way in the past. But you can bring it back to the forefront that when you first heard that word and that word pricked your heart. So thank you, Jesus. So glory be to God. Oh, Lord Jesus, what a day, what a day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. A day that you can never forget how God began to move on you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word. The word of God is so precious. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And as we go forth ministering for the Lord, know this, that God will give you spiritual insight. He will let you discern what's going on around you when the evil is coming up and people are plotting things and trying to work conspiracies against you. God will let you see it. He will make you aware of it so that you can remove yourself from that trap. Praise be to God. God, he will lead you and he will direct you. He will show you which way you ought to go. But these are the days, praise the Lord, where we need to reach out more. And judging from what these apostles did, they didn't stay in one area. They didn't leave one city and skip over five or six, but they went in the whole entire region and preached the gospel. There's nothing to fear. God, he will be with you. Amen. So tonight, I'm here to confirm the souls of the saints, to encourage you to continue in the faith. Don't give up. Amen. Yes, discouragement comes. We are human. We're going to feel these things. We're not going to want to go through everything we're faced with. But be reminded of what Apostle Paul told the people. He himself, he was persecuted. He was stoned and left for dead. But he went on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He got right on up and went on into the city, and he preached. So that didn't stop him. He set a great example. So let's take this example. Anytime God wants you to do something, there is going to be opposition, some kind of interference. Something's going to come up to discourage you and put in your mind that, oh, it's just not worth it. It's just too much. But don't let that stop you. Don't let it deter you one bit. But you be that much more bold for the Lord and speak with boldness. And there's nothing, nothing that God will withhold from you. He will be right there working miracles, doing wonders. But you have to continue in the faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Glory to God. And tonight, if there's anyone who desires to give your life to Jesus, to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, we give you the invitation right now to humble your heart and ask God for forgiveness. And we're going to pray with you and for you that the Lord will forgive your sins and that he will save you and come into your heart. And if there's anyone with any prayer request, glory to God. God is listening right now. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. Oh, glory to God. So with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your mercy. Oh, God, we thank you
for your goodness toward us. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us this opportunity to come before you, Lord. And while we're praying this prayer, we ask for forgiveness, Lord. We ask that you will search our hearts and that you will blot out our transgressions. In the name of Jesus, Lord, wash us and clean us up on the inside and on the outside. And we pray right now, God, for every repentant heart, everyone right now, Lord, who is repenting of their sins and asking for forgiveness, asking and inviting you to come into their hearts. We pray for them, Lord, that you will have mercy on their souls, that you will lay your hand on them right now, Lord. Oh, my God, be compassionate toward them, Lord, and take away their sins in the name of Jesus. We know you're a God of love and a God full of compassion. Your mercies are new every morning. Oh, blessed Savior, we are calling on you, Lord. We are asking you to stop by for just a little while in the name of Jesus. Save a dying soul, Lord. Send deliverance right now, oh God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you, and we need you, faith. Help us, Lord, to continue in the faith. Help us, oh God, to hold on to what you have already given us. Help us, Lord, to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh Lord. Send on help, Lord Jesus. Move by your spirit, Lord. Move in a mighty way, God. Continue to work wonders and signs in the midst. Lord, we pray, God, for those who are on the prayer list. We pray, God, that you will move on them. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we know you can do all things. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. But, Lord, if you just speak the word, it shall be done right this moment according to your will. In the name of Jesus,
we
believe you, Lord.
Jesus.
We're taking you at your word. You count it as done. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for hearing our prayer, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your touch, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all that you have done. And now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. That you will continue to bless us. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Truly, we thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. Praise the Lord. And I'm yet determined to do the work of the Lord.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to have some remarks from Evangelist May. God bless Evangelist May. Evangelist May.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think she might be having a little bit of difficulty. I'll try to get her back. Amen.
Okay. So the enemy tries all kinds of ways to attack us, trying to cut us off from the show. I try to cut my voice off, praise the Lord, but nevertheless, we still have the victory. And I have a mind to continue in the faith. Amen. Praise be to God.
Or did you get her back on the line?
Amen, yes.
Praise the Lord. God bless. We're going to have some remarks from Evangelist May.
I believe I may have been cut out again.
Disconnected again. Praise the Lord. We thank you for your patience. We're going to try to get her back on here because I believe that she may have something that
Amen.
She would like to share tonight. Amen. God bless. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Is she on?
Like she, we can get connected when I try to bring her over. That's the issue. I'm gonna try again.
See if you can have her call this number. If you don't get her connected, praise the Lord. Just like the enemy, always trying to stop the people of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just have her call this number and see if we can connect her that way. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm still having difficulty. I'm going to try one last thing and then...
All right. Well, in the meantime, praise the Lord. I just want to encourage each and every one of you who are listening on tonight to take the word of God in and apply it to your heart. Live by it. Amen. Praise God. And always focus on the word of God. Always reflect on the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We apologize for the technical difficulties, but we were able to get back reconnected to the show. Didn't want to end that way because we have the victory in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So at this time, we're going to have some remarks from Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that powerful message. Lord, I tell you, I love to hear and preach about God's Spirit. And about receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is so powerful and it is so beautiful to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's not hard to receive him. All you have to do is want him and give up the world and everything that is not like God. Now I tell you, the Lord will take over with you and cause you to believe on him as the scripture has said. And he will speak with you. He will quicken your mortal body. He'll make you alive. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you will move when the Holy Ghost gets control of you. It took my mind back to April the 23rd. Lord, have mercy. When the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost, I tell you, I can never forget it. It's just like it happened on yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I tell you, it makes me feel so good. I'm glad. I'm glad for what the Lord has done. But he can do it for you if you just reach out and accept his word, accept him in your heart, and give up the world. It's a matter of giving up. Once you give up, the Lord will take over, and he will do the work. I just thank the Lord for that message coming from Dennis. I mean, I tell you, it's good, good, good. The Bible said, oh, taste and see how good God is. Thank you, Jesus. I just enjoyed the word of God. I enjoyed the service. I'm enjoying what the Lord is doing. He's doing great things for us. He's blessing us. He's encouraging us. And I tell you, he's strengthening us that we can go forward and do the will of God. So I'm saying to Evangelist, I mean, just keep on preaching that word. Keep on hammering on that wall. Glory to God. And I just want to say to Evangelist Khadijah, keep on working for the Lord.
singing, whatever God gives you to do. You just keep on doing it,
Amen.
And be encouraged in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful, beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. Praise be to God. And I'm just thanking God for what he is doing. And I also want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to do the work of the Lord and
Amen.
Just allow God to have his way. Whatever God wants to do with you, just yield yourself completely and let
yes.
the Lord do what he wants to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are just thankful for this broadcast tonight. It seems that we ran into some difficulties, some technical difficulties, and some evil influence and everything else. Nothing but the enemy just stirring things up. Praise
yes.
the Lord, because as the message mentioned about how the men of God were preaching the word of God, then here come the enemy and people
yes.
begin to stir these people up and try to turn them against the men of God and the word of God and so forth, and that's what he does.
Yes,
so
amen.
You're really trying to give your life to the Lord. You're really trying. You want to be saved. You're going to be faced with all kinds of interferences, all kinds of problems, because the enemy knows that once you make that surrender, once you let Jesus come into your heart and live inside of you, you have that chance to be in heaven with the Lord, to spend eternity with the Lord. But that's
yes,
what
right.
he doesn't want. He wants
Amen.
To steal your soul and destroy your life. Praise
Amen.
To God. But I want you to know he doesn't care about you.
No, he doesn't.
He just doesn't want anyone to be saved, because he hates God. He's against
yes.
God. And so he's going to try to stop you from getting to God. You know, but you ought to continue to press on and fight your way, and just don't let him interfere, but just continue on. Amen. If you've been
Amen.
Praying and seeking God, asking God to save you, don't give up. Keep on praying that much harder. Keep on seeking the Lord until he saves you. So
Amen.
Don't give up. Praise the Lord. Thank God. I thank the Lord for what he has done, and I just want to say that I'm grateful for your love, for your support, for your encouragement, and for all that you do to thank
Amen.
God for you, and praying that God will bless you in a great and a mighty way. Praise
yes.
the Lord. So before we bring the show to a close, I just want to check with Evangelist Khadija. Do you have anything additional, Evangelist Khadija?
Yes. And I thank God for the word. Also, thank God for prayer, encouraging us to continue in the faith and confirming our souls in faith. I wanted to mention Evangelist Diggs. I forgot to say her name. I wrote her name on a prayer list, and I didn't say it, but we want to remember Mother Diggs. She was in the hospital. She is out. Now we give God the glory for
the
that,
Lord.
But we still want to continue to pray for her. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. So
Amen.
Let us keep everyone in prayer whose names we heard, even those that were not called, let us continue to pray for them. Amen. And again, I thank God for that praise report, because
yes.
I believe God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And yes, God is doing something great. And
yes.
I'm looking forward to praising the Lord with Sister Celeste. Amen. Praise
Lord.
To God. I'm looking forward to her being on this broadcast.
Yeah.
In the near
yes.
future. Amen. If it be the Lord's will. Glory to God. So we just thank the Lord for all things. And Evangelist May, do you have anything additional?
No, I just want to thank the Lord for how he blessed my son, Ronald. We added his name to the prayer list at the church and on this broadcast.
and also on my broadcast. And anyway, the Lord has touched him, and
thank
the Lord
you.
Has healed his body.
Glory.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord,
I say,
amen.
God, he's a good God. He's able to
amen.
Heal you.
Yes,
I don't
he is.
If you do have the COVID virus, God
right.
can heal
he can
and
heal.
Deliver your body.
Amen.
Get it to him, and I'm glad about it. And
amen.
Give God praise for what he has done.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that praise report. And, you know, God is just
amen.
Doing all these great things. Our God is awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
He is.
Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm still standing on my feet, and I'm moving about. Because God is just good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
You to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we do
oh,
thank God
amen.
For you and for your patience. And this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord. May God continue to bless you and keep you. At this time, this is the end of the broadcast. God bless you, and we love you.